very loud, but I have a short little message for you today. You got to help me tonight. I want everyone to pick a verse, all right? I want John, you to look at 1 Chronicles 28:19. You hear me, John? Look it up. Bill, I want you to look at Nehemiah 8:8. Nehemiah. Tony, I want you to look at Job 6:24. Brian, Job 26:14. Kathleen, you got your Bible, Kathleen? Job 32:9. Barbara, Psalm 19:12. Bob, Psalm 107:43. Daniel, Psalm 119:100. Anton, Proverbs 1:6. Dwayne, Proverbs 2:5-9. Brianna, Isaiah 55:9. And I think I'm out of verses. Hold on. Oh, 1 Corinthians 2:9-6. I didn't tell anybody that, did I? Okay, let me. I guess I'll read that one. 1 Corinthians 2:9. All right, so you all there? You all at where you're at? We're going to start at Proverbs 28:5. And I'm going to try to go quickly, but when I call on you, you just stand up and say your verse nice and loud, okay? All right, Proverbs 28:5 says, "Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord," look what it says, "understand all things." Now, this message is about things that we don't understand. Do you understand all things? No, but you are able to because God knows everything. God knows absolutely everything that's going on. Is there some things going on in your life you don't understand? How about you, Kathleen? Some things going on in your life you just don't understand why? Everyone could say that. Well, that's what this message is about. It says here, though, that they that seek the Lord understand all things. But evil men, that just means bad men. That just means people that don't know the Lord, that they just don't understand judgment. They do not understand judgment. And judgment is a part of life. Judgment is a part of Christianity. Judgment is a part of God. God is the righteous judge of all the earth. You shall be judged. Now, I don't mean in the end. I mean today. I would like you to turn to 1 John, or you don't have to turn to, who has 1 John chapter 2, verse 20? Is that you, John? No? Who did I give 1 John 2:20 to? Yeah, that's what I said. John, I give it to you. Yeah, I told you Chronicles. Never mind. You're right. I gave him first. So I didn't give anybody 1 John 2:20, did I? That's me. Let's go 1 John. That's all of us. Let's all turn there. That's why. 1 John. Sorry, John. Thank you. Just straighten me out. No, I mean that. I need straightening out sometimes. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 20, look what it says. It says, "But you have an unction from who? From the Holy One." You see, the Bible said, we just read, if you seek the Lord, you will can understand all things. And it says that you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. That's what the Bible said, that you know all things. I'm here to tell you something. You can know something without understanding it. You can know something without understanding it. You don't have to understand everything. All you have to do is know some things about what's going on. If you don't understand what's going on, but you know God's involved, all of a sudden you know it's okay. You can just say, oh, it's going to be okay. How do you know? Because I just understand. I just know. How do you just know? Because I know God's doing it. And if God's doing it and God's good, it's going to work out okay. I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. And then you, John. 1 Corinthians 2:9 is one of them verses that I just always like. I love 1 Corinthians 2. It's a great chapter. Are you all there? Look in verse 9 with me. It says, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered in the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us." See, he just told us that your eye hasn't seen it, your ear hasn't heard it, neither has your heart ever entered in your heart. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. What's up, Brian? Oh, okay. He's standing there, and I'm like, I have no idea why he's standing there. Like, I thought he's waiting for me to stop talking or something. It says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the what? Deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man that is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. What he's saying is there's things that are happening in your life, but you don't understand why. But your spirit knows why. And the Holy Spirit of God will connect with your spirit if you seek the Lord. And the Holy Spirit, which is the unction from God, will tell your spirit what's really going on. And I'm talking about judgment tonight. I'm talking about God judging you. And just because you don't know what's going on doesn't make you a dummy. It doesn't make you not spiritual. Because all through the scriptures, God did things or was doing things in people's lives that the people that did them in the Bible had no idea what was going on. And I want you to know that it's not peculiar for you not to know what's going on. But you can understand in your spirit what God is trying to show you. Because the truth of the matter is the judgment from God, there's going to be things happen the rest of your life that you're not going to understand what's going on. Some people lose their mind. Some people run off to drugs. Some people go into alcohol. Some people hide under the covers. But what God says is, you know all things. And you're like, how do I don't know what's going on? If you seek God, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you in your spirit what's really going on. You see, because no one knows what's you except your spirit. Your spirit knows you. You know what that means? It means why you do stuff, the intent you do it. I try to deceive myself all the time. If I'm doing something and all of a sudden I'll get like kind of a conviction of the Holy Ghost a little bit, but I'm like, no, it's okay. It's not why I'm looking. That's not why I'm doing. You know what I mean? And the Holy Spirit's saying, I know what your intention is. You might not be doing anything wrong now, but your intention is something else. That, you know what I mean? It's like, whoa. Like, how did you know what my intentions were? And the Holy Spirit, your spirit will say, you know. You know. You really know. You know what I mean? Like, deep down in, you really know. And that's why he says, who can know the deep things of God except the Spirit of God? And who can know the things of man except the Spirit of man that's in him? Do you understand where I'm getting at that? Look, turn with me now. Well, you don't have to turn there. Brother John, please read nice and loud. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 19.
All this said David, the Lord made me understand in writing upon his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern.
See, he said, the Lord made me to understand. That means David did not understand. I want you to understand, David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, the whole filled with the Holy Ghost, didn't understand a lot of stuff. And he said, the Lord made me to understand by the writings, by the Bible. If you read this book, his book will speak to you and help you to understand what's going on in your life. Because I'm talking about judgment now. I'm talking about God putting judgment on you in little subtle ways, in different ways that you're like, all right, what are you trying? Why is this going on? Why is this happening? Why is this? You ever been there? Why is this happening? Well, God wants you to know all things why it's happening. Who had Nehemiah 8:8? Was that you, Bill? Would you read that nice and loud, please? Yes, Nehemiah 8:8.
So they read in the book and the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading.
So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and caused them to understand. See, nobody really understands. You read the Bible. Do you read that? You understand everything that God's saying to you when you read that Bible? No, of course you do not. No, you don't. You have to sit. You have to concentrate. You have to this. And the same thing with the people in the Bible. Same thing with the Jews. Same thing with Nehemiah. Same thing with David. None of them understood. They needed God to interpret it to them. Who has Job 6, verse 24? Back there. Tony, read it, please.
Teach me and I will hold my tongue.
No.
You said Job 6, 24.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it says, teach me and I will hold my tongue and cause me to understand wherein I have earned.
There you see, he says, teach me and I'll stop talking. Okay? I'll stop talking. I'll start listening. That's why you have two ears instead of one and one mouth. Listen. Listen to God. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Stop talking. And he says, and cause me to understand where I have erred. Because God, your Father, knows everything. He knows your intention. And he wants to get your attention before you go down the road that you're going down. And I'm not talking about serious bad sin. I'm just talking about something that you ought not play around with. You know what I'm saying? And Job said, teach me and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. And that's what we need to, God said, God, what are you trying to tell me? Every single time something's going on in your life, stop and remember this. Job didn't understand. David didn't understand. Nehemiah didn't understand. Let me ask you a question. You think Noah understood? No. You think Adam understood?
No.
You think Cain understood? You think Abel understood? No. None of them did. And that's why is it so hard for you when you don't understand? I'm here to tell you, but you can. You can understand your ways. You can understand you. Stop trying to understand what others are doing when you won't even take the time to shut your mouth and listen to the Holy Spirit and see what God's trying to tell you. Who has Job 26? Who had that?
26:14.
Was that you, Brian? Job 26:14.
Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand?
Who can understand? He's saying that's what they're all talking about. He says, lo, these are just a part of his ways. This is just a little bit of the way God is. Who can understand God's way? Who can understand God? You know, it says his thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. His ways are so much higher. You know what I mean? And we're like, why is this happening to me? What's going on? Did God? No, God's trying to show you something deep down in your spirit so that you can be honest with yourself. And that's where we all try not to do sometimes, is not be totally honest with ourselves. Especially husband and wives. I mean, it's the truth. You know, you get in an argument, your husband and wife. Wives, it's hard for me to say it. My wife's not here. But wives, it would really be nice if you said you're sorry. Maybe you do. My wife said twice in 30 years, I'm sorry. And I didn't even believe her. I say I'm sorry to her all the time because this speaks to me. Like when we're arguing or something like that, you know what I mean? And I know even if I'm right, I go and I say, hon, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have felt that way. I shouldn't have done. You know what I mean? It's like, and she'll either just ignore me or say, you're right. You were bad. You were wrong. I'm like, oh, you know, my point is just say you're sorry to one another. Just get it out there. Apologize. But people won't do it because we're stubborn. Amen. Who has the next verse? Job 32:9. Who has that one? Go ahead, Colleen. I mean, Kathleen.
Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment.
Do you hear what she said? Great men are not always wise. Neither do the old people. The older understand judgment. Just because you're old and you've been around doesn't mean you know either. Guess what? No one knows. I'm just here to tell you, when you think, wow, what's wrong with me? How come I don't understand? No one understands. That's why you have to seek God and let, because God understands. God knows what's going on in your life right now, Lindsay. God knows why you're acting like you're acting, where you're going, what you're doing. He knows you've got to care enough about your own actions and the judgments that God's doing. You have to care enough to say, Lord, what's going on? Please tell me. I need to know and get quiet. Who's got the next one? Psalm 19, verse 12. Go ahead, Barbara.
I understand his errors. Cleanse thou me from secret fault.
Whoa, who can understand his errors, right? Who can understand them? Listen to me. Do you understand your errors? No, you don't. I mean, I'm not talking about the big ones. The big ones everyone understands. I'm talking about the things that God is judging you for. You have in judgment, and you don't even know why. And it says, cleanse thou me from secret faults. Like David understood. He's like, I must have done something. I must have thought something. Something's going on. Cleanse me from things I don't even understand about myself. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we need, that kind of relationship with God. Because I don't know about you, but I know my Father's watching me all the time. And I know he knows my thoughts. He knows the intents of my heart. He knows why I'm doing something. I mean, you can't get away with anything with God. And because he loves you so much, he's going to allow you to be judged, have judgment on you, just so you'll stop and realize, what am I doing? Who has the next one? 107, verse 43. Who? Good, Bob. Psalm 107, Psalm 107, verse 43.
Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord.
Ooh, who's wise and will understand these kind of things? He says, And they will observe these things. They'll observe. See, I want you to pay attention. They're going to observe themselves. They're going to look and say, okay, God, what are you trying to tell me? Think about Job, right? Do you think Job understood what was going on with him? No. He had no idea. But why God allowed him to go through everything is so he could understand all things. And when Job, at the end of his trials, he understood everything. And he knew, and that's what God says, you can know all things. But he says, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. What do you think he means by that? He means when he's judging you, that's loving kindness. When bad things are happening to you, you think it's bad. God says, no, I'm doing it so you'll know. I'm doing it so you understand. It's because he loves you. If you're a real parent, you won't let your children get away with an attitude. See, children have bad attitudes sometimes. And they have bad attitudes. And in all reality, the child that has the bad attitude usually has zero reason to have a bad attitude. I wash for you. I clean for you. I cook for you. I clean up your underwear for you. I pay everything for you. You got ice cream. You got this player. You got this. What in the world do you, as a child, have a reason to have a bad attitude? You know what I'm saying? And you have to ask yourself, do you ever have a bad attitude?
Yeah.
You got to look deep in yourself. Why do I feel like this? You ever get hurt? You ever get hurt? You have to stop and say, why am I hurt? Why is this bothering me? I guarantee you, it's never going to be on your side. See, you're always like, that person hurt me, right? That person, I can't believe they said that to me. I can't believe they treated me that way. I can't believe, and you're hurt. And you go to your daddy, and your daddy is really daddy. And he'll start telling you, and you'll end up finding out, if you listen to the Spirit, that it's because of your pride. It's because of you. You thought you were better than that. And who do they think they are talking to you that way? You know what I mean? Like, you're going to realize it's always you. It's always you. The problem is always you. Do you think Jesus got offended? No. Do you think he got upset and angry and jealous? None of those things. He was above it because he knew all things. And that's what God will allow you to know all things. And you will be more like God than you ever knew. Psalm 119:100. Whose is that? Daniel?
And more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts.
Read it again.
I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts.
David wrote, I understand more than the ancients, because he's kept God's precepts. A precept is a rule to regulate behavior or thought. A rule to regulate behavior or thought. David says, I know more than the ancients. People in the old days, in old times, that you thought knew everything. And David said, no, I know more than them. Who has Proverbs 1, verse 6? Good, Anton.
To understand a proverb and its interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings.
See, he's saying to understand it, meaning you don't. To understand a proverb, it means you do not understand the proverb. How many people read their Proverbs every day? At least they should. You don't understand them unless the Holy Spirit really reveals them to you. You do not understand them, and it's made that way. God doesn't want you to understand. He wants you to come to him, because if you think you understand, you're not going to ask him. If you think you know what's going on, you're not going to spend real time like, Lord, what is it? And let the Holy Spirit reveal to you the real inner truth. Amen. What's the next one? Proverbs 2, verse 5 to 9. Who was that? Right there. Could you please?
Shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God? For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path.
See, then will you understand righteousness, judgment, and equity, because you don't understand. You know what equity? Equity just means treating someone fairly, judging someone fairly. You know, the truth is, if you were the judge up in Delaware County and your son or your daughter came before you, you would treat them different. You'd give them the easiest sentence. Depends, you know, if they're you'd give them the easiest sentence, or if it was your neighbor or as your friend, then some stranger comes up you don't know, you're going to do your job. You know what I mean? That's not equity. Equity is treating each person fairly, the way they ought to be treated. And that's what God does. God doesn't treat you different than someone else. Nor should he, right? nor should he. So you have to ask yourself about judgment, understanding judgment. You have to understand why God's allowing this to happen in your life. Is anything going on in your life right now that you just don't understand what's happening? Yeah. Well, you need to seek God because he wants you to understand all things. Isaiah 55, verse 9. Who has that one? Go ahead, Rihanna, please.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Read the verse before it, too.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Did you hear that, everyone? His thoughts are not your thoughts. His ways are not your ways. Stop trying to think that you know what's going on. You don't. God's trying to tell you something deep about yourself. Because I'll tell you right now, you'll never get to the next level of growth until you understand, look deeper. You'll never go up until you go down. You got to go in and look inside your heart and see everything. Because the truth of the matter is, God sees everything. God knows it all. And it's sad that most adults don't even know their own selves. Remember that verse says, examine yourself, know your own self, prove your own self, see if you be in the faith. Lest you be reprobate. Remember that verse? Yeah, well, the people don't even examine themselves. They just think, I'm okay. I'm fine. What? You are so far from okay. You're so far from fine. You know what I mean? And all God's saying is judge yourself and you won't be judged. Judge yourself and God won't have to judge you. See, that's the whole thing. The reason God judges you, because you won't judge yourself. And he's not going to let you get away with that little bit of envy, that little bit of jealousy, that little bit of pride. He's not going to let you get away with it so it festers itself and becomes a major problem down the road. You understand? He's going to judge you now. So you're supposed to react with him saying, Father, what's going on? Why? What am I doing wrong? Not like, why is my boss treating me this way? You know, so many people in my mind, because I talk to everyone, people call me and people pray for me. And it's like the same people have the same problems at every job they're at. But it's always the boss. It's never them. Every job they ever go to, they treat me bad. They do this problem. I can't believe they overwork me. You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute, you told me that for the past five jobs you had. You know, it's like, and marriages. If you have one, two, three, four marriages, guess what? The first marriage, it can be totally just happen. Second marriage, eh. Third marriage, that's you. Fourth marriage, that's you. Fifth marriage, because the only factor in there is you. You know, it's like people say, if only I could run away and live in the mountains, you'd still bring you with you. You know, it's like the old story about, let's see what time it is. The old story about a man that was trapped on a desert island for 25 years. Finally, a boat comes by. He sends up a fire signal. And the boat sees it, and they go by, and they rescue him. And he comes up on the ship, and he's like, oh, thank you. Thank God. I've been there for so long. And he's like, man, I can't believe you survived. He said, yeah, it was rough. And as they're putting away, they look up, and they see on the hill of the island, they see a building. And then they see another building. And they said, what's that building up there? He goes, oh, that's my church. And they said, oh, that's cool. And they said, what's that other building? So that was my other church. That was my old church. I didn't like it there. I had problems in that church. Thank you, Rayanna. Someone got it. Ba-dum-bums. But the thing is, see, the problem isn't people. The problem's you. The problem's me. Why do I get upset? Why am I getting angry? That's what God wants you to know, because wherever you go, you're there. And the greatest thing is to have no problems at all. I got no problem. You know, my dad never, ever, ever, ever complains. How you doing? Great. His eye could be falling out, you know. His foot broken in half. How you doing? Great. I'm doing great. None of that happens. My point is, he's always doing great. You know why? Because he's got a great attitude about it. Amen. He never complains. You complain, you start complaining, and it's like a snowball downhill. And it picks up everything in its path. And next thing you know, that snowball's got boots in it. It's got rakes in it. It's got a couple people in it. It's just collects and collects and collects. And the truth of the matter is, if you got a complaint, where are you supposed to take it? To the Lord. And he'll let you know what's going on. Amen? He'll let you know what's going on. Let me finish with this. It's like I said before, there's so much we don't understand. Amen? And God wants it that way. But like I said, do you think Adam understood God's judgment on him? No. Do you think that Abel understood being God allowing him to be killed? No. Do you think Cain understood? You know what Cain said? He said, your judgment on me is too much for me to handle. See, Cain didn't even understand his own judgment. You murdered your brother, and being kicked out of paradise and have to work hard, it's just too much. He didn't even understand judgment. Noah, you think he understood all those people dying? That he couldn't just let them on the ship? Do you think the people of Babel, like at the Tower of Babel, when God came down and confused them, they're like, we're just building a building. You know, what's the big deal? When you think about the flood and you think about what they were doing, you know what the Bible says they were doing? Eating, drinking, and marrying and giving in marriage. Eating, drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. There was a lot of just regular life going on. And yet, look what happened to them. Abraham, do you think he understood when God said, Abraham, come out from your family. Abraham, stay. Abraham, don't go. Abraham, offer me your son. You think he understood what was going on? No, God was trying to let him be able to understand all things. How about Ishmael? You know who Ishmael is? You think Ishmael understood? Young boy, is born. Didn't do anything wrong. And he's his father's firstborn son, and everything's great. And all of a sudden, he's like 13 years old, and Abraham says, all right, you're out, kicking you out of the house. You're on your own. See you later. Don't ever come back. You think he understood? No. Of course he didn't understand. Jacob. You think Jacob understood? No. Do you think none of these people understood? How about Joseph? You think Joseph understood? Joseph, a good boy. Listen to his dad, his mom. You know, he's a great kid. His brothers hated him, threw him into a pit. Sold him to slavery. Then he does his very best at the house. I'm just going to do my best. And the wife blames him, says he's trying to rape him. The poor kid gets thrown into prison. Not just any prison, the worst prison. And then he makes it there. And then, like, you know, what do you think is going on in his life? Like, why? Why? What's going on? No one understands what's happening. But God was doing something and showing him because he was going to make him a great leader. Let me tell you something so we can go home. You're going to be a great leader someday. Lindsay, you're going to be a great leader someday. You know why? Because God says you're going to rule and reign with him. You're going to judge angels. You're going to judge angels. Did you hear me? Judge angels. You're going to rule and reign with God. So therefore, God is doing all this in your life, getting you ready to know everything, every little detail. Imagine in the kingdom, whatever you're in charge of, you're going to be in charge of something. Some people 10 cities, some people might be a 7-Eleven. I don't know. But you're going to be in charge of something, and people are going to come up to you that live there. Angels are going to come up to you and say, why is this happening? What do I do? Ha ha. And you're going to know because of all that you're going through today. So just count it all joy when diverse temptations come your way, trials. Count it all joy because the trying of your faith is more precious than gold, he says. Amen? I just want you to think about Moses. You think Moses understood? 40 years in the wilderness? 40 years in the wilderness? God, you called me. God, you told me to go. And for 40 years, I'm walking around with these people complaining the whole time. I have to eat this. I have to beat a rock to get some water out. Are you serious? And then I'm not allowed to go over? You really think Moses understood? No, he did not understand. Nobody really understands. David didn't understand that he was hunted by the king for 12 years. David, you're a young boy. I'm going to pour oil on your head, anoint you the king of Israel. Really? Well, my life's going to be great. 12 years had lived in caves, being hunted down by the man that he swore to protect, the man that he helped, the man that he loved, the man he took care of. He didn't understand what was going on. And Solomon, God gave him everything except peace. That's why at the very end, Solomon said this, and we'll finish with that. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious, holy, heavenly, awesome Father. Father God in heaven, we thank you that you are the Spirit, that you know our thoughts even before we think them. You know the intents of our heart. You know where we're at right now. You know if we're lost. You know if we're saved. You know if we're going down the wrong path. You know everything about us. And we're asking you, Lord God, to teach us, as you would your child, because we are, that you'd show us the right way to go, show us where we're wrong, Show us how to be right. Show us everything. I know your word teaches us all things and tells us all things. But Lord, we need some understanding. Help us to know. Help us to know exactly what's going on in our lives that we can go through them till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more. We just pray, Lord God, that you keep us safe. Keep us safe from the storms of life. Keep us safe from the hurts and the pains. Keep us safe from the devil. Deliver us from evil. Give unto us understanding and knowledge as only you can. And help us to know our way. And help us, Lord God, to praise you in the good times and in the bad. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.